This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "Nothing is more beloved to Allah than two drops and two marks. A drop of tears shed out of the fear of Allah, and a drop of blood shed in Allah's way. Regarding the two marks, they are marks left in the cause of Allah and a mark left in observing one of the obligatory acts of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your tears are so precious to Allah. They are so valuable that He gifts those who cry to Him shade on a day when there is no shade but His shade." The Prophet ﷺ told us about different people who Allah will shade on Day of Judgment. A day when the sun will be so close that people will be drowning in their own sweat. Can you imagine such a horrifying and terrifying day? Yet, there will be a group of people who will be shaded, who will be spared that torment. Who are they? The Prophet ﷺ said, "A person who remembered Allah in private, and so his or her eyes shed tears." The Prophet ﷺ also said, "Three eyes will not see the hellfire. An eye standing in guard in the way of Allah, an eye weeping from fear of Allah, and an eye lowering its gaze from what Allah has forbidden." Do you know why some simple tears can be so impactful in the sight of Allah? Because your tears are connected to your heart. And when your tears flow, it's a sign that your heart has broken through that dark shell that may have been covering it. It's a sign of us being vulnerable in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's us saying, "Ya Rab, I'm so sorry, I messed up. And I prostrate before you out of regret. I submit myself to you because there's no one capable of saving me from harm. There's no one else capable from removing my sadness, from instilling happiness in my heart. There's no one capable of granting me success in this life and the next except for you, Ya Allah, except for my Lord." The Prophet ﷺ would spend time at night calling upon Allah and crying to Allah. So sit on your prayer mat, close the door, talk to Allah. Spend time every day just talking to Him, calling upon Him. I'd like to share with you all a few tips on how to gain this great attribute of being vulnerable and crying before Allah. While you're sitting on your prayer mat talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember your sins. Think of what will happen on the Day of Judgment. Ponder upon the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Reflect on Allah's words and the words of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember death and its certainty.